News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
TUSLA, the Child Safety and Welfare Agency, which has been under significant pressure to be able to cope with the level of referrals which it has been receiving over recent years, has released its most recent report. It's the annual report for 2025, and what it shows is a record amount of child welfare referrals, 106,000 referrals. It's the first time the agency has received more than 100,000 in a single year. With us is Ger Brophy, who is Chief Social Worker for TUSLA. Ger, will you give us a bit of a walk through the numbers? Obviously, the 106,000 is the total quantum of referrals, but maybe you might give us a bit of a picture of what those referrals were for.
Yeah, Anton, thanks very much. And again, great to be here to talk about TUSLA. I mean, those 106,000 cover about 55,000 children or slightly more than that. But again, that's, again, children referred where there's a concern of abuse. So, I mean, we have those four categories of abuse, you know, child abuse, child sexual abuse, emotional abuse, neglect, and physical abuse, you know. So a lot of those referrals are around that. When concerns come to us, we classify them in that so that we can be clear again with parents when we go out and talk to them what it is we're concerned about. We can be clear with the referrers who are coming to us, and we can provide the best supports for those families. Out of that, we have about 6,000 children in care, you know, who end up coming into care over time. But we also work with about another 55,000 children who come for early support. You know, so before we get those concerns of abuse, we have a lot of children and families who actually come to us, and we really want to encourage that. Even though I know in the headings you were saying there, look, we have an awful lot of referrals and we need to build the capacity to deal with them. We still want families and children to come to us, look for help at a really early stage. One of the things we're concentrating on, let's say this year, is a home visiting program. It's a legacy from the mother and baby's home fund that the government has set up, where they're supporting an integrated and coordinated home visiting program. And that's starting off in 10 different communities around the country. We're hoping to scale that up over the years. So we really want to engage with families in those local communities to build that up.
And have you the capacity to deliver, though, Ger? Because, I mean, we've heard about the placement and accommodation crisis with special emergency arrangements in place. We've heard about the decline in foster carers and the availability of them. We've heard about the dependence of private providers that TUSLA has been in. All of that would suggest that the organisation has long been overwhelmed.
Yeah, and you're right. And there are particular areas of challenge. There's no doubt about that. I mean, if we think about, let's say, those unallocated cases that you mentioned there, you know, we have been working really hard over the last number of years to bring in an apprenticeship program for social workers to get them qualified. We've also started that for social care workers. And again, that's a different way where we're attracting in a different group of people into the profession, coming at a different stage. Hopefully they'll stay for longer, and they'll also bring a different set of skills in. That'll help support the actual delivery of those services, let's say the special care end, also for those allocated children where we're needing social workers. And we've seen almost a doubling of the people training to be social workers in the last, first of all, coming on board this year, but a doubling in training in the last 2 years. So that's been really significant to enable us to do that. So we're making an impact on those really troubled areas, but we still, Anton, want to get out there early to families. Like, that doesn't affect the family support workers who are going into communities or the family resource centres. We're still, like, there's 230 million that's going into those family support centres, 160 of them all around the country. We still want to get in there early. We don't want all the concentration to be on just the higher end of it. And yes, we are working really hard to get that right, though, as well, you know.
Give us a sense then, Ger, when we talk about the 55,000 children, and again, this is 55,000 children in just a 12-month period that have been referred, and what they have been referred for, 45% for emotional abuse, 26% for physical abuse, 16% for neglect. And again, in percentage terms, 16% for neglect means we are talking something to the order of 8,000 children who have been neglected,
and sexual
abuse for 14. What does that say about the experience of tens of thousands of children in this country?
Yeah, it says, I mean, it's a society under stress, isn't it? And we see this right across. This isn't unique to Ireland. This is across Europe and the world. We see the same thing. Our figures wouldn't be out of sync for that. What it tells us is that, you know, parents struggle, families struggle. And particularly we know there's a link with poverty when it comes to this. So where there's more poverty, then, you know, we have more abuse, particularly neglect, you know, particularly that emotional abuse. You know, and again, this is that early message.
Sorry to cut across, Ger, but can I ask on that? I mean, obviously physical abuse and sexual abuse, people will know precisely what they mean. What fits under the category of neglect?
So, you know, a child might not be getting to school, you know, might not be getting the opportunity, or might be attending poorly, or again, they might not, when they present in school, they may be presenting as disheveled. Parents or teachers may be concerned about them, that they're not engaging properly, they're socially inept, or they're just not engaging with their peers, or, you know, maybe they're being picked on because they're not socially confident, you know. So again, you're trying to pick up on those things where you're concerned about where children are not doing well. Really, we want to see every child doing well. That's what schools and other people who engage with these children see. And where they're not, we intervene. Now that's generally speaking what you're seeing about that neglect. Now, okay. There might be a whole lot of reasons for that. You know, we know about addiction. We know about, you know, criminality in communities. We know where communities are under stress. People maybe are in and out or have mental health difficulties. You know, these are common things we see in families that, again, when we're engaging with those families, we're trying to work with the parents, work with other agencies to see can we put a plan together to make safety for those children.
Jerry, you've said a couple of times during our discussion that you are eager for people to get in touch and that you want referrals where there is a child in danger of abuse or neglect. If people do want to get in touch, how do they do it? Where do you refer to you?
Yeah, so we have a website, tusla.ie, and on that it gives details for, you know, our 30 networks around the country. You can ring up, talk to our duty workers. You know, people who are used to mandating reporting, we have a very good portal. So we have, that's where our 106,000 referrals are coming in, by and large, over the year. Again, there and available at all times. But again, we do want people to come in early. Don't wait until the abuse starts, you know. Come to the family resource centres, come to our, you know, those community organisations that we're working with, look for help. Because, I mean, that's what something children have said to us right from the beginning, you know, from when we were set up in 2010, again in 2016, when we had large participation groups. Children want us to get the message out. There is somewhere you can go for help. We want to help you. Okay. And we can do that. We have family support workers and others. We're not dependent all the time on social workers to do this work or social care workers.
Ger, thank you very much. Ger Brophy there, Chief Social Worker at Tusla. And again, tusla.ie if you want to get in touch with the agency.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.